Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong. We have two folks from the Sitka campus on this morning for our morning interview. Crystal Duncan is UAS's personal education planner at UAS in Native and Rural Services. And Mark Sixby is a UAS adjunct faculty member and education specialist with Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yay.
Hey. This is the second Monday in October. Formerly known and celebrated as Columbus Day in many cities and towns in America, Alaska recently recognized this holiday, as did Sitka, and basically replaced the celebration of Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day here locally. What did the Columbus Day celebrations mean to you when you were a teenager, Mark?
Oh, wow. It was always a little bit tongue-in-cheek affair, you know, because like, oh, what did he discover? He discovered people. Well, maybe we discovered him. So it's good to approach the day from this perspective now. It's something I feel we can get behind.
Yeah, and it's amazing how Sitka and Alaska, but Sitka especially, has really made Indigenous Peoples Day its own. It had its first community-wide celebration last year, which was such a huge success. Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott spoke then, several other locals. So, Crystal, you've been hard at work planning. What is the theme of this year's Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations, which kick off at 5 p.m. tonight at the Sitka campus?
Perfect. So you mentioned that last year things were happening at the state level, also City and Borough of Sitka and the tribe, they all passed resolutions saying we're going to recognize this as Indigenous Peoples Day. There is also something within the UA system where they said, we want you to celebrate this in a way that makes sense at your campus. And so last year it was Amelia and I who decided we want to make this a community celebration. So we had no idea what we were doing. We had no idea how many people would show up. We had at least 200 folks come through our doors on that night. And so we're just trying to follow that up and sort of replicate last year's. This year's theme, UAS-wide, is resilience in a time of change. And each campus was basically tasked to figure out what that means and how they could celebrate that. So for us, we were looking at a couple possibilities, but really we settled on last year we honored Guacan, which is deer, and that seemed to go really well with our breakout sessions. So this year we decided, well, what's having kind of a rough year and has to show their resiliency? It turned out to be our herring and salmon. So we're honoring both of those species tonight through our breakout sessions.
What are the breakout sessions? What's on tap for tonight?
Here's the good thing about our breakout sessions. Last year, we again had no idea how many would show up, so we had 5 breakout session options available, and that was, bless their hearts, they were super accommodating to the number of people that came through on that night. So my goal this year was to increase it by doubling it. I almost got there. We have 9 breakout sessions that will be available tonight.
Wow.
And folks, that's going to take place from 7 o'clock to about 8:15. So people will have like 1 hour to choose a breakout session that feels most relevant to them. Go attend, learn, experience, have fun, and then hopefully go home at 8:15, get into bed so that they can wake up Tuesday and start all over again.
Great. What are some of those breakout sessions? Mark, you'll be leading one. I remember last year you did a form line workshop involving deer. What are you doing this year?
Well, another form line workshop.
Of course.
yes, this year, well, going with the new theme, salmon and herring. Yeah. We'll do the basic building blocks of traditional form line design. And then, then guide the students through, various fish or herring designs. I like to give students a number of options. It's an art form that you build, you compose your designs. So giving students choices early in the process. It's fun that way because you get different results with the different people participating.
Very nice. Yeah, the it definitely is a come as you are feeling to your workshops. What other presenters and workshops will there be?
Well, so at 6 o'clock, the doors open. Mm-hmm. So that's the reception and art viewing. Mm-hmm. 6:30 to 7. We'll have Leslie Gordon, the UAS Sitka Campus Director, speak. Kathy Hope Erickson, Sitka Tribe of Alaska Chairwoman. Jonathan Christ Tompkins, House Representative for the 35th 35th District of Alaska, and Dion Brady Howard, Mount Edgecombe educator and indigenous activist. And okay. then sessions are at 7 o'clock to 8:15 p.m.
So some of the breakout sessions that we have this year, we had last year a deer panel discussion, and that went really well. That's for the adults, and so we're going to have that in our main hall room as well. This time the topic is going to be herring. The one thing that we're going to kind of shy away from is management issues, but it's going to be, other than that, a full discussion of herring, how we harvest the eggs, what we use them for, that sort of thing. So a lot of cultural sharing is going to go on tonight. Mark's going to have his form line design. We partnered with a few additional partners this year. So Sitka Conservation Society, they're going to be there, and they're going to talk about salmon habitat preservation. So within that classroom, they're going to have a couple of different breakout sessions within. So if you go there, again, it's family geared. So bring the whole family can enjoy that session. My mom was the first one to step up last year, and so I always call on her when I need a favor. So she, along with Robbie Littlefield, are going to pair up, and they're going to do sensory learning. So honoring herring through educational learning opportunities. They're going to have food tasting within their session. So again, there are going to be multiple sessions that students can go through as they enter their session. Blossom Twitchell is going to offer pickling salmon in her breakout session. We also reached out to Ellen Frankenstein and Ellie Schmidt to ask if they can share a couple of their videos, and they were willing to do so. So we're going to have kind of a movie experience for those who are interested in that. And then Sitka Sound Science Center, they partnered with us for the first time this year. We're super excited. They're going to do student research in Sitka Sound, covering nutritional quality of giant kelp. And then Mark can tell us a little bit more about the tuna making workshop and our baby raven reeds, but that basically satisfies. Oh, yeah.
So I believe the tuna making workshop, up to 15 participants, and their goal is to, everybody makes a small copper shield by hand.
Who's leading that workshop?
I believe Charlie Skultka, yep. Jr.
That's a pretty amazing opportunity to be able to experience making a tuna with Charlie.
They're so beautiful.
Yeah.
And then we have one partner who is sending someone over from Juneau, so Sea Alaska Heritage. They're going to offer their Baby Raven Reads program, and they're going to cover 10 Sitka Herring is one of the books that they publish, and then also Salmon Boy, another book that they publish. So they're going to have a fun activity, and that's for the younger folks, 0 to 5. So again, our goal was to have breakout sessions across all age groups. This is a family event, so bring the entire family, and we promise to get you out by 8:15.
And what can people expect as far as food is concerned?
Oh, we ran out of food last year, so our goal is to not do that this year. So we're going to do a couple of things. We're still going to buy your fruit trays. We're going to have light refreshments that we provide, but we're inviting the public to participate as well. So if you have a potluck dish, especially around herring or salmon, we would encourage you to bring it. If you do, we have commemorative gifts. We have this beautiful design by David Boxley. So we have, we're going to be distributing those. So if you bring a potluck dish, we have a nice little cutting board that you'll walk away with as our thanks for you doing that. And then also we want folks to wear their regalia. So if you wear your regalia tonight, we have a coffee cup with that Boxley design on there. So show up and wear your finest.
Why was it important that you encouraged people to wear their regalia tonight?
You know, people did it last year. And so I suspect that they're going to do this this year without prompting, but this is a day, every day is a good day to be proud to be Indigenous, but this is where, like Mark said, we're not celebrating Columbus Day on this day. It's Indigenous Peoples Day, and this community is so diverse. We have a number of different Alaska Native American Indian groups represented here, and we all wear different regalia. So I'm going to be wearing mine, but I also have on my official logo t-shirt tonight. So we have, again, the Boxley design, everybody who's leading a breakout session and who is working the event as staff or faculty, they'll be wearing these. So this time we don't foresee people getting lost in our building. We're there to help guide you through it. So it should be seamless. It should be fun. Last year it was extremely hot. We have air flowing this year. So like I said, we're just improving upon what happened last year.
And last year, you know, so much of the, I remember going to the event and it, the number of people there and the excitement was pretty amazing. So I hope it's a similar turnout tonight. And these events are going to be happening. They're going to begin at 5 p.m. at the UAS campus. in Sitka. There will be some speeches given at 6:30, and then breakout sessions will begin at 7 p.m. and end at 8:15. There are 9 of them. You'll want to get there early, though, to sign up, especially if you want to make a Tana. It sounds like there are 15 slots available, or do Formline with Mark Sixby. He is a adjunct faculty member with UAS and education specialist for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, joined by Crystal Duncan, UAS personal education planner in Native and Rural Services, and one of the organizers of this pretty amazing event. So thank you both so much for coming on the program.
Oh, goodness,
yeah, thanks for having us.